Good morning. Greetings in Jesus' name. Indeed, thankful for each one here. I'm thankful for the opportunity again to come together. And thankful for the opportunity to share what God has for us this morning. I woke up this morning and found out that I need to share the opening message. So I'm reminded that God's word is so powerful and real. You just need to continually realize that God is our strength and salvation in Him alone, and by His grace and mercy, we can do all things. I was reviewing a message that I think I had shared here approximately 6 years ago, according to my computer, and took most of what I had shared there and am kind of going off of that. I believe that we can never hear some of the same things twice often enough, or three times or four times. I doubt anybody would remember it anyways. I came across something that time Aaron participated in that message. We're not going to do that this morning, but he reminded me that Sunday almost no one was here. I really don't remember that, but so maybe many of you won't remember what was shared anyways. It also reminded me that there was a person that told me one time, a pastor got up and shared a message two Sundays in a row, the same message. And few people recognized it. And I thought that's pretty sad. I trust that we will be more aware of it than two Sundays in a row. But I know my memory is short, but I hope that we can be more engaged than that. I appreciated what Brother Emmanuel had to share last Sunday, talking about what was shared the Sunday before. He shared about spiritual battle and thought what he had to share was very good. And then when I was reviewing some things, messages from before, I realized that this would really go well with what was shared last week. And in no way trying to take away from what was shared, but trust that it will encourage us in reminding us of the spiritual battle we deal with so often, and many times are not even aware of it. However, aware of it or not, we must stay in God's word and acknowledge Him in all of our ways. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father, we come before you and thank you for who you are, and thank you that we can do what we do as unto you for your honor and glory. I pray that you would be honored and glorified this morning in what is shared here. We thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you for the power of your word, and we thank you that you tell us that. And I thank you that whatever is done would be pleasing to you, Lord, and that you would get the honor and glory. Just be with each heart here, Lord. Work in each heart to seek after you and what you have for us. Just pray for your protection here in Jesus' name. Amen. So, putting on the armor of God, kind of a simple title, kind of basic, and is taken directly from Ephesians chapter 6. If you would open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6, starting in verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand. Therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. What is armor for? It's a protective covering that is used to prevent damage from being inflicted by an object or individual. Armor has been used to protect, and in some pieces used to fight, such as the sword. I want to thank Brother Josh for writing this up on the board for me here this morning. And here is just a little layout here of what I'd like to go over. In the Old Testament, we see the pieces of armor mostly fought with physical armor. In the Old Testament, it was mostly a battle with physical armor. We know about the wars and all the stuff that happened in the Old Testament. Then in the New Testament, God provides our armor, which is spiritual. It's a different way of the battle. And it's a battle, as we see, of faith. In the Old Testament, it was shield. In the Old Testament, it was the helmet. In the New Testament, it's salvation. The Old Testament was sword. The New Testament is the Word of God. The Old Testament is belt, waist girt about, and the New Testament is truth. Shoes in the Old Testament, peace in the New Testament, and breastplate in the Old Testament, and righteousness in the New Testament. Now, you will note the New Testament pieces of armor are all things that we get from God, and we have to have faith. It's not a physical thing that we do. And so that sometimes is what makes it a little challenging, especially if we're not walking close to the Lord. Things get mixed up so quick. And oftentimes, we are tempted to do what God says we're not to do, and that is to get in a physical battle in some way, shape, or form, be it verbal, be it physically, however. But we just need to remember that these pieces of armor in the New Testament are all from God, and we have to trust what He says there in the New Testament. All through the Bible, the pieces of armor are discussed and compared to a spiritual battle. Sometimes in the Old Testament, there was a form of battle without too much armor. Some of the things that happened there in the Old Testament were obviously God just went ahead and did without them having to do much except for to shout or break their glasses or whatever it was they were supposed to do. March around the city. Just a variety of things that happened there that they had to do. But in the New Testament, we no longer have to do a lot of physical stuff in that sense, but be ready spiritually with the armor there in the New Testament. God provides the armor for us. We just need to remember to put it on. And without being in the Word, we don't always know what to put on, when, how, and all of that. One of the best ways to put on the armor, or to at least start putting on the armor, is to memorize God's Word. And I'm so thankful for the young men, and there's a group of young men in our fellowship here that is doing that quite faithfully, and I'm sure there's lots of others doing it also. But that is powerful, and if we're willing to do that, that will help when the battle is severe. In verse 14, the belt, loins girt about with truth. There's some Old Testament verses in relation to New Testament and some other verses that kind of go along with each one of these. In Isaiah 11:5, and righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins. Truth and righteousness run together and cannot be separated. We must have truth. Without it, we can lose our way. The breastplate of righteousness, Isaiah 59:17. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. This is talking about God making a way for us. He provides our righteousness, and that is the only way we can finish victoriously. In verse 15 there in Ephesians 6, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In Romans 10:15, and how shall they preach except they be sent, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Interesting that this scripture speaks to the feet of those that bring the gospel of peace. Without peace, we cannot make it very far. I've seen many people that had no peace. And they usually are not very victorious. Without peace, we generally run around to and fro, wondering, what should I do? I gotta quick do something, but we don't know what, so we try this and we try that, and just very unsettled. Verse 16, notice it says, above all, take the shield of faith. Psalms 3:3, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of mine head. Genesis 15:1 says, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Again, God is our shield, and we must be looking to him to get our shield of protection. Abraham was a great man of faith, and he trusted in God. We must have faith in our God. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So without faith, we are not victorious. Verse 17, the helmet. In Thessalonians 5:8, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. The helmet of salvation, knowing where our salvation comes from and that we are saved, gives us much confidence in the battle. This is one of Satan's much used lies to the Christian. This helmet is a must to keep our minds. Lastly, in verse 17, is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Judges 7:18-20. When I blow with the trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp, in the beginning of the middle watch, and they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands to blow withal. And they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. The sword of the Lord. If you look at that word, it starts with an S and then it's word. So God's word is the sword. And many times in scripture, it will represent and show his power. And I trust that's true in our lives today. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God's word is final. And many times, that's exactly what we have to live by. God's word is truth. We must know it and live by it. It is God who wins the battles for us. We just have to have on the weapons, realize that they are powerful, and trust in them. I think the last time that I shared some of this, one of the things that we did was we had, I think, a pitcher or something of water up here. And if I remember correctly, this is what Aaron reminded me of. I didn't actually try this, but you take an orange that is not peeled and you put it in the water, it will float. And if you peel it, it'll sink. And it reminds me of having to have on the armor so we don't sink. What did David say in 1 Samuel 17:45 through 47? Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou defiest. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and thine head from thee. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth, not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's. And he will give you into our hands. Is that what the world's seeing in us? Do they see that the battle is the Lord's and we're just being used by him? Let us be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, firmly standing on the word of the Lord. I had to think, looking at this spiritual armor, it's another reason why we do not go to physical battle today. Jesus provided a way through the battle won on the cross. That whole thought of non-resistance, and we don't go to the physical battle, we have the spiritual battle, is a whole other message. But let's remember that the battle is the Lord's. And our part is to have on faith, salvation, the word of God, truth, peace, and righteousness. May God bless you as you continue to seek strength in the Lord, and to God be the glory.
Let's stand and sing number.